The Neelam Valley in the Himalayan region of southeastern Pakistan is sometimes called heaven on earth for its unspoiled beauty. Local residents want to preserve their forests and their clean environment despite a growing need for electricity, says Shafiq Usmani, an official at a local hydroelectric board.
All the beauty of the Neelam Valley is dependent upon these forests, these trees, this neat and clean water. And this can only be sustained if we are giving them the clean energy.
Less than half of the Neelam Valley's 200,000 inhabitants have access to electricity from the national grid. But the Neelam River and its tributaries flow with enough force to produce energy. Some local communities use small turbines called Heidel machines to generate electricity to light their homes. Rahimullah is one of the turbine operators.
This Heidel machine was installed with a share from 50 families, which cost us nearly $3,000. We started this small hydro scheme as we needed it. We only get light from it and no other electric appliances. We start this turbine at 3 in the afternoon and switch it off the next day at 8 a.m.
Villagers say the homemade turbines have transformed their daily lives.
When we had no electricity, there was always smoke, as we use wood for heating and cooking, which causes diseases. Since we installed this project, thank God, we have gotten rid of these diseases and gained some other benefits.
Even so, there is not enough energy for everyone's needs, and that means that trees still have to be cut down to provide wood for fire. Engineer Sardar Basharat Ahmad says the valley needs more turbines.
Cutting down trees is a big loss. Using wood for heating and cooking causes health problems. If the Heidel is promoted and new projects are set up, it will fulfill all the requirements of the people, like cooking and heating, and it will save the cutting down of green trees.
Pakistan is plagued by power cuts, especially in the summer. The blackouts affect ordinary people's lives and hamper the economy. The country is using only about 10% of its identified hydropower potential. Slavica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.